Host Valerie Wright, and we're here to take back your crown and the jewels that are on it, the jewels of your life, your joy, and your purpose. Only God's love and power can conquer trauma. Now, this is not virtual reality. It is spiritual reality. It is not a game, but we are going to treat it as a challenge to destroy what is destroying you. God's word says, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm you." Let's get it. Get it. Get it. So welcome to the next episode of The Real Royal Family. And I am Valerie Wright, also Super Val. My role is as your spiritual Harriet Tubman. And I am always joined here by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is known as the narcissist buster. He is also the one that wants you to succeed more than everyone else in this world, times a million, trillion, trillion. He is the one that is beside you, leading you to glory. So, right now, we are still on Destroy the Destroyer, and we are here to take back your crown as we are on our journey to the royal palace. Okay, so today's principle is knowing that evil and good exist is not the same as knowing how they differ. Goodness does not seduce you into death, traps. Evil does. You belong to God and God belongs to you. Wouldn't it be wise to be able to distinguish the difference between Monopoly money or plastic coins spray-painted gold compared to real gold coins and U.S. or Swiss currency? Is 1 million U.S. pennies equal to 1 million Mexican pesos or 1 million U.S. dollars? Our Father wants you awake, alert, knowledgeable, and full of understanding. The father of lies likes it when you are confused, mentally lazy, spiritually ignorant, and exhausted. And he and his kingdom work overtime to make sure there's spirits of heaviness, right? There's spirits of prayerlessness. And you can tell them to go away, bind, cage, and chain them and put them under the foot of Jesus to be tormented before their time. And you can say, "Father God, quicken me to pray with you. Quicken me to dwell with you." It is his responsibility, the Holy Spirit's responsibility, to get you intertwined and to get you intimate with him. So we go beyond our flesh. Even though the spirit of heaviness and drowsiness and down-pressing might be present, you call on the Holy Spirit, and once he shows up, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. So Satan is the ultimate narcissist. Now, in this episode, when you hear me say narc, that's N-A-R-C, that's the first four letters of the word narcissist. So, shorthand, it's called narcs, all right? And so, I have a joke for you, a joke that I made up, and hopefully it'll help you get some insight on the narcissist. So, it's narc, narc, who's there, you say, and the narc says, "I don't know, because I don't know who I am." Now, they're not going to admit either one of those. The narc does not know who they are. Something happened when they were young, and it made them hold on to the lifeboat called lies. And if we have the two kingdoms, the father of light and the father of lies, if you're holding on to that lifeboat and you are refusing to let go, I suggest you continue to get yourself away from them, know what their tricks are, and work on yourself. I am a little heartbroken, and the Holy Spirit is going to help me because I have a family member who I love a lot, and I knew something was wrong, but I finally listened to a YouTuber today, God bless his soul, who really spelled out what was going on. And now I have to make a decision. This narcissist in my family was working so overtime, and me trying to fight them with my will and my intellect instead of giving it to the Holy Spirit. And I repent for that, Holy Spirit. But I could tell you, the lesson came before the repentance, is that it is registering in my body. I just began to get pain in my body. Now I'm going to pamper myself and handle that, and the Holy Spirit has given me the means and the wherewithal to do it. But as a person who is a lover of people's souls, person who loves to see people free, they call us empaths. I'm supposed to be labeled as a super empath. And I had to listen and understand until the Holy Spirit gives me a better lesson on how to do this, how to let go, because my desire to help and heal is being used against me. Now, isn't that exactly what the father of lies should do? And now, doesn't that feed right into the principle? It's not just knowing that this person was a narc. I now have to know what is the difference between what they're doing to me, how it is affecting me, and how I must now use heaven's strategies and tactics to get out of the way. Because also part of all of our problems, and I guess it's a good problem, but and God has to tame it in us, is we are God's representatives on earth, but we're not God. Selah, that means pause and think about that. So we are to do his work, but we are to do the work that we were sent to do and let him do the work that only he can do. So I did not think about that until just now. So thank you, Holy Spirit, for giving me those words to speak. And a lot of times when I am talking to other people, the Holy Spirit is also teaching me, and I'm talking to myself. So when you're dealing with the narc or the narcissist, it is very important to put on the full armor of God. This is God's tool that he has given us, not to only deal with human spirits whom are warring against us verbally, sometimes not physically, because if anyone puts their hands on you, then you have to handle it from that point on in, depending how serious it is. But when people don't like themselves, don't know themselves, they must destroy anything else that when that other being, me for instance, or you for instance, comes in their presence, makes them realize that maybe they are less than what their mind is allowing them to lie to themselves. Putting on the complete armor of God is putting on his weight. It's putting on his presence. And it's letting everyone in every multiverse know that you were chosen. You are marked. You are untouchable. You are righteous. You are powerful. You are protected, loved, adored, and he will kill for you and had already died for you. A Navy SEAL, a Ranger, a Green Beret, a bomb tech, a Marine airman, or whatever earthly military faction always has a uniform and offensive and defensive weapons that they can use, but they have to have the knowledge and the training on how to do that. And that is exactly what we're doing here in the Real Royal Family. And when you go to therealroyalfamily.com, there's power tools tab. There is an alphabetical list where you can get some knowledge. You know, as I told you last week, boxers study their opponents and they study themselves. Military study other wars and they study other warrior techniques. They are trained in hand-to-hand combat. They are trained in, you know, how to use tanks, how to shoot, how to get out of the way, how to jump out of airplanes, how to stay in the water and be undetected. So when you put on God's complete armor, enemies know when you show up. They know your rank. They know how you feel about yourself. They know how you feel about your objective, if you're whining about it. So as royal family and warriors, we do not go out into the world without first putting on our armor, okay? So before you put on your armor and before anyone in the military or even you go to work, I pray, you clean your body, okay? So synonymous with that, we make sure we clean our soul and our spirit before we put on God's full armor. So the first thing that we do before we put on God's complete armor, we wash us with his forgiveness. Remember the power of forgiveness? So we say, Father, forgive us, for we know not what we do. And then we ask him to cover us. And then I put my loved ones next in the blood of Jesus, going all the way back to Adam and our seed up to 10 generations. So the military are always washed and clean. Their hair is kept and styled a certain way, and they look always presentable. So before you leave your house, you put on the armor. So if the war is in your house, you put God's armor on after your bath or your shower. So you speak his armor over you, your children, your parents, and then teach them to do it themselves. 70% of adults are taking at least one medication. We need armor for that, because something's going on. So we put on his armor in this order, and I learned this from the wonderful, beautiful Henry Groover, who used to prayer walk. If you look up Henry Groover, his last name is Gruver, on YouTube, you'll find out very wonderful things. And actually, I'll put him in my alphabetical link under prayer walking. So the first thing you do is you gird up your loins. You gird up your loins with his truth, God's truth, not anyone else's truth. Gird up your loins with his truth. Then you put on your feet. You shod your feet with the gospel of the good news. And in your heart, you put on the breastplate of righteousness. And then you put on the helmet of salvation. And then you take up the sword of the word, which is the spoken word of God. And then you take his wraparound shield of faith. So this shield is not like the Roman warrior shield that was only in front of you and you had to kneel down. This is a wraparound. So there's no stabbing you from the top of your head or from beneath, from hell, or from your rear end. He has a wraparound shield of faith because he's God, he's omnipotent, and he's omniscient. He is everywhere. And then you stand, having done all to stand, you stand in prayer. And then you also watch. And you pray always. You're praying with all prayer and supplication in the spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance, supplication for all saints. And for me, all right? Anyone who you listen to, anyone that is giving you value and giving you kingdom knowledge, you make sure you pray for them and for your pastor. And for your praying grandmother, okay, that they may be able to speak boldly and make known the mystery of the gospel. So Ephesians 6:13-19, in the King James Version, it explains putting on the complete armor, but how I just described it to you is the order that you should put it on. And it was difficult for me to memorize it before that. Thank God for Henry Groover. So wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewithal You shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And for me, that's Paul speaking here in Ephesians. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. When you make known the mystery of the gospel, you expose what's hidden in the darkness, and then you give God's people the power to be free and send the darkness running, okay? In every battle, take faith as your wraparound shield, for it is able to extinguish the blazing arrows coming at you from the evil one. Embrace the power of salvation's full deliverance. Like a helmet to protect your thoughts from lies, and take the mighty razor sharp spirit sword of the spoken word of God. Pray passionately in the Spirit as you constantly intercede with every form of prayer at all times. Pray the blessing of God upon all his believers, and pray also that God's revelation would be released through me, that's the speaker Paul again, every time I preach the wonderful mystery of the hope-filled gospel. Yes, pray that I may preach the wonderful news of God's kingdom with bold freedom at every opportunity, even though I am chained as a prisoner, I am his ambassador. And that's Ephesians 6, 16 to 20 in the Passion Translation. And then there's other translations which are also very good. And that would be the Amplified. So read that one also. If the narcissist doesn't know who they are, then one of their goals, because what's inside of you always comes out. So if the narcissist doesn't know who they are, if they're deceiving themselves, if they believe lies, what they also want you to do is deceive yourself and believe lies. Because the narcissist doesn't know who they are, they will spend a lot of their time trying to make sure you don't ever find out who you are or get to your destiny. And what they're doing is basically what Satan does. We went over some of the tactics of the narcissist last week, and I'm just going to go over them again, list them. I'm not going to explain it. They will love bomb, gaslight, triangulate. They love conflict. They like to control directly or indirectly. A female narcissist will act differently than a male narcissist. There is a covert narcissist, which is really a weak narcissist. And then there's, because they don't really have any power, but they have to get you to give them the power. And then there's the one that is really, that has some authority over you, a supervisor, a parent, and their behavior is different. It's still all bad, but you have to be able to identify who they are, what their goal is. You have to put on your full armor of God, and you have to be able to know that you win, but you also cannot try to help them. You have to give them over to God. He will know how to do it. You just now, God bless you, I love you and forgive you. You don't tell that to them, because that will turn into an argument. Everything turns into conflict with them. You just go about your way and do what you have to do and minimize your exposure to them to the best of your ability. Like if you never need to see them again, then never see them. But if they're a family member, then you ask the Holy Spirit to help you figure it out, which is the Holy Spirit is helping me do that now in my situation. And I will be victorious. And as I pray for this person, I really pray that they will also give up doing the work of Satan. So the narcissists, they're energy vampires. They're ungrateful. They're critical. They're gossips. They're blackmailers. And when they're talking loud, what they are doing is they are trying to advertise. They're trying to sell you something, which is a lie. They are an angel in the street and the devil at home. I read a comment from one of the YouTube videos that I watched, and the statement said, when the devil is not able to get at you, he will send a narcissist. And I was crying and laughing at the same time, because it's so easy to fall and get stuck in that spider web. Do not help them, disengage, deliver them to God, and he will handle it. You do what you are supposed to do. So here's some more things about the narcissist, so you can identify them. And just always think, just like Satan, just like their father, they have a grandiose sense of self-importance. They are the perfect examples. There's something called the Dunning-Kruger effect, where people who are mediocre at best, they're dull, yet they believe they are of superior intelligence and meant to lead. Now, I don't know if they truly believe it or if they are lying to themselves to believe it, but you tell a lie well often enough, and sometimes people believe it. In particular, those people like to surround themselves with yes men. So preoccupation with fantasies, unlimited power, brilliance, beauty, success. Once and again, there's no evidence that this exists anywhere. Belief that he or she is unique and they are the only one of high status, and the only other people of high status should be able to associate with them. So they are up and you are not up. They are the name droppers, right? They need excessive admiration. This is the same thing that happened to Satan. As you will know, one of the main things when people want your worship, that's when you need to really get away from them. When I say they want your worship, they want to say, oh, you're so pretty, you're so great. Don't say anything nice about anybody else or even about yourself, let alone let somebody say something nice about you in front of them. You will see their face change so fast, like their mask will fall and you will actually see the forked tongue slither out. You will see the snake. So they need excessive admiration. A compliment won't do. They boast. They demand your attention. They want your worship. Okay? They have a sense of entitlement. Narcissists believe others must work hard, but not them. They have exploitive behavior. Narcissists see other people as tools. They expect you to sacrifice for them. They have a lack of empathy. They are cold. They have the inability to accurately recognize other people's conditions. They will twist your words. They will twist facts. They will bring up the past. They will say, I didn't mean it like that. They are envious of others or believe others are envious of them. They are continuous displays of arrogance and haughty behavior and belief. They disrespect others' humanity. The narcissist expects and then demands others bend to their will. As Pastor A.R. Bernard used to teach, self-deception is the worst form of deception. The narcissist is a demonic spirit. It is that of an energy vampire. They want to steal you, your energy, your money. Their goal is your quick or slow demise. If they don't have another good source, that's in narcissist talk, there's a supply. So they usually have a supply, someone who they, when they're feeling bad about themselves or something, or they're feeling stressed or anxious, they have a favorite person that they go to pick on it or to feel powerful. So they need a supply, and they will try and drain you slowly. So Satan was the first narcissist and the perfect example of what a narcissist is. And he treats people the way he would never allow any of his underlings to treat him. And that is also what you will see from the narcissist. If you try to do to them what they do to you, then you will just really see all the kinds of circus tricks that they will do to make you a liar. Okay, so let's imagine that you are an avatar in a game, right? So just remember, this is spiritual reality, not virtual reality. So your avatar, when it's full, has 5 energy cells. Now let's imagine that you have used up 3 of your bars and you only have 2 bars left. Let's get your bars back up to 5. How do we do that? So here's some steps to deal with a narcissist in the natural. So first you have to recognize and identify them. One woman that I met at the job used this tactic, and then everything shifted. She was able to see who they were, and that was reading Psalm 35 and Psalm 91 at midnight. You have to go no contact. You have to go gray rock them. If you can't get away from them, if they're a parent, a spouse, supervisor, or sibling, you have to go gray rock. You give no emotion. You don't get into any arguments. You don't pour your soul to them. You don't explain. You don't complain. You just speak in very monotone voice. And one of the things that I just learned the other day from a YouTube video, this one woman said, here's the answer. You can say, no, I'm not sure if I would necessarily use this, but if you want to and you know it's your last moment, and you know, if you're moving out and all of your stuff is away, the person doesn't know where to find you, and you just say, hey, I get it. Here's the thing. You don't get to take your pain out on me anymore. And then you go silent. You don't say anything else. You go gray rock. You say, you don't yell it. You don't scream it with emotion. They love, remember, they're energy vampires. So if you're crying, if you're complaining, if you're screaming, if you're having a tantrum, if you're telling them, nobody understands me, they are loving it. Your torment is their joy. It's the same thing as with Satan. So you have to, one, trust God, know God is going to help you, get away from them, and just realize and see it for what it is. So that's why there's those tactics. That's why the first tactic is just recognize and identify them. Go no contact. Get away from them. Go gray rock. No emotions, all right? Begin to say to yourself, this does not move me. Just remember, it's a game. This is Philippians 2:14. It means do all things without arguing and complaining. Don't argue. Don't complain. Don't share anything with them. Whatever you share with them, they will broadcast to everyone else or use it against you later. So, and here is a spiritual tool. So the word is a flaming sword. The thing that made me, and we are concluding this episode here, the thing that made me realize I had to stop interacting with this family member is when they kept trying to make me do something and I said, no, thank you. And then they made the request again saying, well, make time. And I said, still no, thank you. I've given it to the master and he will supply. And then they tried to start an argument with me. And I explained to them, I said, this is why I said no thank you. It's not that I don't have a concern about my parents. I just have given it to Jesus and I need peace right now. So then, you know, they had an argument with me. I didn't have an argument back. But it did register in my body. And then a few days later, I get this huge text. And the thing in the text that stood out is the same thing that scares Satan away. So now, I'm not a person that beats people over the head with the Bible. I don't walk up and just read scriptures and say, God said this, God said that. Very, very, you know, loving, and people can feel the Spirit of the Lord in my presence. I really don't have to say anything, and that's happened over and over. But nonetheless, so in this text, even though this person in the last back and forth was trying to use guilt to make me do what they wanted me to do, and I was just like, you know, I'm not getting involved in this discussion. You twist my words. You don't remember what I say. And we're done here. So then when I get the text, and the text says, and don't send me any scriptures. I'm a believer too. And that's when I said, ah. Because remember I talked about the full armor? What is the sword of the Spirit? It's the spoken word of God. And it works in text too. So the spoken word of God, they wanted to try to make themselves, once again, the narc likes to be a victim. Don't send any scripture to me. Yes, because you don't want to get hurt by the word, the flaming sword of God. So we're going to end this after this portion. So here's one of the spiritual tools. Speak God's word, and flames begin to ignite and destroy the opposition to our kingdom, which you are in. Release the blood. Okay. Speak Psalm 35 and 91 at noon each day. Read Psalm 2 and 91 at the midnight watch. Wake up at midnight if you're serious. If you want extra credit, put on the entire armor of God. Saturate your sleeping environment with music. And if you want extra credit, you read Command the Morning. And you make sure that you speak words to impregnate your day, to put God's word in the four corners of the earth, to close gates that are opened by the devil, and to open up gates that God wants open to you. They are putting in the work. Submission is your resistance. And it's hard work at first. But there's more information on this. You go to the website. There's an alphabetical directory. Narcissism is a demon. And they are coming for you. And you have to realize that you can win. Now, don't you do revenge on them. If they need to get help, let them do the work. Let them go online. The Holy Spirit is able to lead them and guide them. You just get healed from all that they have done to you. They have basically been telling you that everything that they've done to you is your fault. It never really happened, and you don't have a right to feel any way about them lying to you, cheating on you, deceiving you, blackmailing you, telling your business to other people, stabbing you in the back, ruining your goodness, speaking evil of your good. You know what? We'll do that next week. Hang on, next week I have another great weapon. You're going to love it so much. So thank you for joining the Real Royal Family podcast. So the Holy Spirit and I say, put on your full armor and win. And shalom, shalom. We will talk with you next week. Mwah. Roll with them now. All the shots in the world ain't gone down this crown. They put the power in your hands, power in your words. It's dominated with the greatest Lord, praise him first. We are soldiers of Jesus. Huh.